This is Cincinnati Edition. Thanks for tuning in this morning. I'm Mark Purcell, and joining me in the studio is Jackie Johnson. She's archivist at the Western College Memorial Archives up at Miami University. She's just edited a book called Finding Freedom, Memorializing the Voices of Freedom Summer, and she's here to talk about some amazing events that happened in the summer of 1964 up there in Oxford at the Western College for Women, and what became of a fascinating 2 weeks in the history of the civil rights movement. Good morning, Jackie, and welcome.
Good morning. Thanks for the invitation.
Let's begin with the Western College for Women. That was something, before I read your book, I had not run across before. Please talk about the history of the Western College for Women.
Well, the history is that Western College was founded in 1853 as a seminary for women. And it was founded by Daniel Tenney, who was a local pastor in Oxford. He and the members of the Presbyterian Church, they wanted to have a seminary. And so that was the origin of Western College.
So it existed for many years, and it was in 1964 that it was tapped to host some special orientation sessions. This is when the civil rights movement was beginning to be in full swing. Talk about that summer of 1964.
Well, the summer of 1964 was an unexpected event for Western College because Berea College in Kentucky was the first college that was supposed to host the training. And when the trustees at Berea College found out what the training was about, they were fearful of the volunteers and their safety. So somebody, I think it was someone from the National Council of Churches, contacted the president of Western College and asked to move the training from Berea College to Western.
So talk about the training. What is the training that they were objecting to down at Berea College?
Well, the training they were objecting to was by the Student Nonviolent Coordinating Committee, which was SNCC, the acronym SNCC, and it was the NAACP, along with the National Council of Churches. They invited college students from across the country to come to Western College and to learn about how to register voters in Mississippi, and also teaching people about working in freedom schools, and also registering voters, because at that time, Mississippi had the lowest number of African-American voters in the United States.
Well, so something like 7%
sure.
of the
right.
Their population,
yeah.
Something very low.
Yeah.
And this would be notable in civil rights history to begin with,
right.
But in the first of those orientation sessions, there were three volunteers who headed to Mississippi and
right.
disappeared.
Goodman, Sverner, and Cheney, they attended the sessions, and they left because there was a church burning, and they left to investigate the church burning, and they went missing on June 21st, 1964, never to be heard from again.
But they were found
a few weeks later. Yeah, they were found in an earthen dam a couple of weeks later, yes.
And the FBI investigated,
sure.
and there were a number of people who were arrested and charged
sure.
with conspiracy.
Yes, exactly.
You have gathered a number of, I don't want to call them, they're kind of essays, they're kind of memoirs of folks that were there. How did you gather these contributors together?
Well, I began working the Western Archives in 2005, and I began working the archives and working with the collection itself. And I began to read through portions of the collection. And as I began to read through journals and diaries, I discovered these people. And, you know, Miami has held two national conferences dedicated to Freedom Summer. And these volunteers would come back every year. I just got a chance to know them, on a personal level. And just hearing their stories, I just came to the conclusion that these words had to be written down. We had to be able to hear their voice. And they would come to the conference and they would give presentations that were just great presentations and would tell their story. And so I just really believe that in order for us to be able to really have Freedom Summer from their voice, from the voice of the people who were at Western College in Oxford, Ohio in 1964, that we had to have a book where they could really give their stories and tell their stories in their own way. Because at that time, they would tell the stories, but they wouldn't be really recorded in written words. So it was important for me to have their stories recorded.
I found it interesting as well that this is an explanation of the memorial, the Voices of Freedom Memorial, Summer
it's
up there.
It's the Freedom
in Miami.
Summer Memorial, yes.
And this was installed in 2000.
It was erected and dedicated in 2000. And it was dedicated in memory of the three slain civil rights workers. Also, it was dedicated in memory and tribute for those who've given their lives and also given their time. A lot of times when we think about civil rights, we think about the people who've been murdered. We think about Emmett Till. We think about Martin Luther King. We think about the three men who were murdered after they left Oxford. But this memorial really talks about and gives everyone the opportunity to come and to visit and to sit down and think about everything that happened in 1964. And also, I'm happy that Miami University and Western College really thought about building this memorial and tribute, because it gives people the opportunity to stop by today and to think about what they can do to make their world and their communities better.
Amazing unsung heroes in here. You know,
yes.
they, as you mentioned, the ones that made headlines seem to be the ones that were murdered. But
right.
Just people who do amazing work. What were you fascinated with as you were putting together your book?
I'm fascinated with all the people who contributed. But I think about Carol Coca. You know, think about what she focused on, what she faced in Mississippi, how she tells a story where she's in a small town in Mississippi and she travels into the city. And all of a sudden, when she arrives at the sheriff's office to question him about something that's happened in the African-American community, she's surrounded by all these Caucasian people who are really, you know, don't like her and don't like what she's doing. And that's the first time that she's telling the story where here she is. She's in Mississippi. She's from Davenport, Iowa. She's a white woman. Until that time, she's always been accepted as a white woman. She's always been, you know, a part of the positive. And all of a sudden, these people don't like her. And she drives off in her car, and she's with a bunch of African Americans. And she begins to focus and say, wait a minute. You know, here I am, a little girl from Davenport, Iowa, and I'm in the middle of a movement that up until 3 months ago, I never thought I'd be a part of. And that's the miraculous part of the civil rights movement or any movement with social justice. You have the opportunity to change the world, to make your communities better. And she left her home, all of her family, all of her friends, and put her life on the line to help people who she had never met before. And that's the beauty of what happened. And that's what I was so passionate about, making this book come to life. I wanted to make sure that the book would focus on what they did and how Western College was a part of it and what happened in 1964. Miami University is a great place to work. You know, Western merged with Miami in 1974. But it's really something that we really want to continue to work on, because we still have things that we're doing. You know, the monument is just a part of what Miami University and Western College have done. In 2004, we had our first conference dedicated to Freedom Summer. We had a second conference in 2009. We're having our third conference in 2014, in observance of the 50th anniversary of Freedom Summer. So we're still doing the work.
Come a long way, but a long way to go.
Yes, I agree with all that you're saying. We have come a long way. We have, you know, we have a long way to go, but we have to be passionate. We have to make sure that we tell the story. And sometimes when we tell historical events and the story changes. But with this book, the story can't change because you're hearing it from the voice of the volunteers. And when I think about the monument, Robert Keller, you know, this monument was not designed by some architect in New York or California. The monument was designed by the person who was the university architect. He's a Miami graduate. You know, he was able to come into the Western Archives to look into our collection, to see the newspaper articles, to put pieces to the story. And so when he designed it in a way that would tell the story. And so all of the stones are engraved with newspaper headlines from 1964 to 1967. And I'm just happy that Robert Keller was able to be a part of the project, because this really means a lot to him, because he is a graduate of Miami University. And to me, that really just brings everything together and symbolizes everything and makes it a circle, you know. It really includes Western College and what they did, to, you know, in the pursuit of civil rights and social justice. It also really connects Miami University to the project, and it doesn't take away from anybody else's work. It doesn't take away from Western College. It doesn't take away from Miami University. It just puts everything together in a peaceful setting.
That's Jackie Johnson, the editor of the book Finding Freedom, Memorializing the Voices of Freedom Summer, a fascinating look at a bit of civil rights history available in bookstores now. You can find a link to it on our website, wvxu.org, and a lot more about the Freedom Summer and what happened at the Western College for Women back in 1964 in Oxford. Thanks again for being here this morning, Jackie.
Thank you. I appreciate the opportunity.